This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Val Kilmer, he did pass away yesterday at the age of 65 due to complications from pneumonia. He was diagnosed with throat cancer in 2014 and underwent significant medical treatment, including two tracheotomies, and had recovered. So it kind of sucks, but...
Well, that's why he didn't have... He had one line in Maverick.
Right. Yes. And it was his voice, apparently, but they
were going to dub it if it couldn't be used.
Yeah.
I was reading how he has two kids, a son and a daughter. His daughter is 33. His son is 28. He says he was incredibly close to his kids. So naturally, my heart just breaks for them. You know, only 65 years old. They're
very
still
young.
Yeah, very young.
Yeah. The guy just had some of the most iconic roles. And I said earlier that... All of the headlines mention the Doors, and they mention, of course, Batman and Maverick, Top Gun, and very few of them mention Tombstone. Tombstone's like 7 or 8 or 9 movies down in this list, and to me, I think that was his best role. And the fact that he didn't get an Academy Award for that is stunning to me. I think he pretty much stole that movie.
He's good in that.
I'll have to watch that.
He was in True Romance, too. People forget that.
Is it a romance
True
movie?
True romance.
No,
it is a romance movie, Kim.
Yeah, Kim, it's a romance movie written by Quentin Tarantino.
So that tells me no.
Oh boy.
Yeah, this was my favorite line.
I'm your Huckleberry.
I'm your Huckleberry.
He played Elvis in True Romance. People don't remember that.
All right.
Although I don't think they called him Elvis in it, but
no, I don't think they legally could call him Elvis.
But he was Elvis. There's going to be a celebration of life for Brian McKenna. It was announced. It looks like it's going to be planned for the May 31st, and it's going to be kind of a street party with a parade and music and food and drinks. So,
are they doing it down there in your neck of the woods,
Carl? Yes, it's going to be in South St. Louis. It's going to be on Mackland Avenue between Devonshire and Nottingham, right by his three favorite bars.
Wow, that's right where I used to live. I mean, good, because I didn't know him personally. I had friends who knew him personally. It seems like the guy was just a stand-up guy.
Yes.
Very involved in local nonprofits.
And somebody said to me the other day, there is no church or service place that is big enough to hold something for Brian McKenna. And they were right, because it's going to be in the street.
Yeah.
Actually, three streets.
I'm sure there will be a formal service. This is more something where the whole community can
for the family
come together.
Or for the public, I should say. Yeah.
Well, he had 9 brothers and sisters.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Whew. Looks like there's going to be a follow-up to Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It was officially in development. It looks like David Fincher is actually going to be directing, with Brad Pitt returning as Cliff Booth. The project, reportedly a Netflix production, will focus primarily on Booth's character, exploring his backstory and post-Hollywood adventures. Now, Tarantino, who is stepping away from directing after his upcoming film, The Movie Critic, he's going to be involved as executive producer and co-writer.
See, that's how he's going
to... So still have his footprint on it.
See, Quentin says he's only going to do 10 films, and this new one, The Film Critic, will be his 10th film, because he counts Kill Bill as one movie. But he is going to still do things like that and not officially direct anything.
Okay. So why 10? He just randomly picked that number, or he's rich enough that he doesn't need the money?
Probably both. And he's Quentin Tarantino and does stuff like that.
Yes, that's true.
Exactly.
I'm waiting for him to come out as a different person, kind of like Sturgill Simpson said he's going to put out 5 albums, and now he's Johnny Blue Eyes.
It's like all the...
You know what I mean? Like,
he's going to change his name.
Right.
It's our last tour. It's our final tour. Buy tickets. And then 14 tours later,
right?
They're still going.
They've promoted every one. This is the 9th movie by Quentin Tarantino. This is the 8th movie.
Yeah, and so do bands. This is our final tour.
Well, he didn't want Kill Bill to be 2 movies. He wanted it to be 1 3.5-hour movie, and the studio said no.
That's too long.
The NFL has officially approved several major rule changes for the 2025 season to improve fairness and safety across the league. The most notable change is the overtime format, where both teams will now be guaranteed at least one possession.
Why are you cheering?
Yeah, wait,
it's the college rule.
So why would the college rule just adopt the NFL rule?
No, because that's dumb.
Yeah. Well.
Isn't it the current rule is whoever scored first?
No. If you scored a touchdown, the game was over. You only scored a field goal,
then the other team gets the ball. Okay.
This guarantees that each team, but it's still only going to be 10 minutes.
Right.
So
they
can still tie.
Yeah, exactly.
They also revived the kickoff touchback rule. Now touchbacks, they're going to be placing them on the 35-yard line instead of the 25-yard line. Whatever. Why are they doing this?
Try to make it more exciting, I guess. Right?
Safer.
Soon they're going to say you can't tackle. You just need to touch a person and then they're tackled.
Yeah, they're ruining it for sure.
Get more at 971talk.com.